So this is my final poem. A couple of years ago, there was a phone-in where you could phone into, you know, CBC Edmonton AM, because the announcer wanted to know, what is Edmonton's signature dish? And people phoned in, and they said this, and they said that, and then they said, green onion cakes, that's it. Green onion cakes, that's what Edmonton's signature dish is. But I'm here to tell you, no, it isn't. The last line will give you the signature dish of Edmonton. A Musquechewiskaigan, former Edmonton, former borough of London, England. I know your British sensibility, your cultured appetite, refined palate for the freshest local buffalo roast, sweet new potatoes, rhubarb crisp, endless tea from copper pots, striped pointed point blankets for hooded capotes, beaver pelts, buffalo robes, and their center positioning of self. Traders, freighters, builders of York boats, chasing a river through a sea of grass and bison, to men in outposts filling diaries of wind and weather. Like Fort Edmonton, pemmican supplier, York boat builder, coal supplier, whose memory is faded about itself as Beaver Hills House, Fort Augustus, Fort de Prairie, and its appetite waned for its signature dish, pickled buffalo tongues.